Welcome to 30 Minutes of VOA Learning English, the voice of America's information service for people learning English. Join us now for the Health Report and Explorations, coming up after As It Is.
Hello, and welcome to As It Is from VOA Learning English. I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. Today on the program, we take you to Kenya. First, we visit the coastal town of Mombasa, where the beaches are beautiful, but there are not many tourists. Threats from terrorists are keeping travelers away from Mombasa, and that is hurting the city's economy. Then, we will tell you what wildlife conservationists are doing in Kenya to try to save the rare and endangered northern white rhinoceros. Finally, we will tell you how you can get a copy of the VOA 2015 calendar mailed to you free. How threats of attacks by terrorists are hurting a Kenyan city and its people, and the interesting ways scientists are trying to save a rhino species threatened with extinction. Plus, how you can get a free VOA calendar. There are lots of reasons to listen to our program today. And so, we begin this edition of As It Is on VOA. The Kenyan coastal city of Mombasa and its beautiful beaches are usually full of thousands of people from Kenya and Europe during the Christmas holiday. But this year there are few people on the beaches or in the city's many hotels. That is because of a recent series of terror attacks linked to Somali militants. Abdallah Omar sells bathing suits. He says he does not have many customers this year.
For all the years I have been here, this year business has been bad. If I compare it with the last 6 years, business was fairly good. This year I don't think kids will go to school.
Terrorists have attacked places in Mombasa, and there have been killings of people suspected of terrorism and also religious workers. In the past year, police have temporarily closed some Muslim religious centers. Many people who live in Mombasa are Muslim, and the city has many mosques. Officials have accused the leaders of some of the mosques of trying to convince young Muslim men to become militants. The officials also say some mosque leaders have been telling some of their followers to join the Somali terrorist group Al-Shabaab. Members of the group have carried out many attacks in Kenya in the last few years. Police in Mombasa say there has been an increase in attacks on civilians, government workers, and religious workers by young Muslim men. In answer to the attacks, some Western countries have warned their citizens not to travel to Mombasa. City officials estimate businesses that depend on travelers have received $4 million less so far because of the attacks. VOA spoke with a German traveler named Brian, who says he feels safe in Mombasa.
And I had the travel warning, and then I called the embassy. They were saying, you're going to be safe, we raised the security, and I try to not follow fears in general.
Business and hotel owners hope the new year brings calm and the return of travelers. You are listening to As It Is on the Voice of America. Wildlife conservationists in Kenya are trying to save a rare kind of rhinoceros. So many northern white rhinos have been hunted and killed that they are almost extinct. Jonathan Evans reports.
There are only 5 northern white rhinos left. The workers hope they can save the rhinos by helping them breed. Northern white rhinos once lived in an area from Uganda to the Democratic Republic of Congo. They could even be found as far north as Chad. But conservationists fear the northern white rhino may disappear within our lifetime. 3 northern white rhinos live at the Ol Pejeta Conservancy in Kenya. Workers with military weapons guard the rhinos as they walk, play, and eat over a large area of natural grass and trees. The northern white rhinos live with groups of southern white rhinos. The 2 species of rhinos are closely related. The 3 rhinos were brought to the conservancy in 2009 from a zoo in the Czech Republic. Workers hoped they would have a better chance of survival in a more natural habitat. But breeding has not been as successful as they had hoped, and the number of northern white rhinos continues to decrease. One of the rhinos at the conservancy died in October. Another died at a zoo in the U.S. city of San Diego, California, earlier this month. The San Diego Zoo still has 1 northern white rhino left. The zoo in the Czech Republic also has 1. The last wild northern white rhinos were hunted and killed during conflicts in the Democratic Republic of Congo over the past 10 years. Rhinos are killed because many people in Asia want the animal's horns. They believe the horns will help with medical problems. But researchers say there is no medicine in the horn, just a kind of hair. The last male northern white rhino is 41 years old. He has been unsuccessful at producing young with a female rhino. So conservationists will use artificial methods to make a young female become pregnant. If that is not successful, they will try to fertilize a northern rhino egg and put it in the womb of a southern white rhino, who will act as a surrogate mother. The last solution would be crossbreeding between the northern and southern white rhino species. The 2 types of rhinos are alike both physically and genetically. Southern white rhino populations have increased in the last 100 years. If crossbreeding is successful, there is hope that some part of the northern white rhino species may still live on. I'm Jonathan Evans.
Recently, we received our supply of VOA wall calendars for 2015. To get your calendar, simply send an email to us at learningenglish@voanews.com. Be sure to include your mailing address when you write, and tell us what radio station you are listening to and the time of the broadcast. Our email address once again is learningenglish@voanews.com. That's our program for today. We hope it has informed and entertained you and has helped you learn everyday American English. We'll be back tomorrow at this same time with another edition of As It Is. I hope you'll join us then here on the Voice of America.
The Health Report is next, followed by Explorations. You can read and listen to our programs and download MP3s at learningenglish.voanews.com. You can learn with us on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube at VOA Learning English.
From VOA Learning English, this is the Health Report. To end the year on a happy note, we thought you might like to revisit Learning English Health Report stories that were popular with you. Many of you like self-improvement stories. You like to read about staying healthy and living a long life. You like to know how your brain works best and what can affect your power of memory. Many of you also like stories about people who are getting older but who are still making their dreams come true. Here are some highlights from the Health Report for 2014. It includes comments from our international audience. We all sit a lot. The story, Sit Less, Live Longer, explores the dangers of sitting too much. It encouraged many of you to get up from your desks and move more at work. Many of you described in the comments section how you move and exercise during the day. Some of you shared stories of losing weight and fighting illness to enjoy a more active lifestyle. Taras from Ukraine says,
"Great article. I spend a lot of time sitting in front of the computer, so I like to go to work or home on foot. It takes like 2 hours per day."
Our listeners like their brains, and they seem to like reports on how to use their brains most effectively. For example, we wrote about a study that found if you write your class notes by hand, you will remember them better than if you type them. Henry from Venezuela says,
"Taking notes is helpful when I put all the words down using my hand. I just take into consideration what is important to me."
Our article, Women Giving Birth at Home, On Purpose, talks about a U.S. birth trend. Increasingly, women of color are using midwives to give birth naturally. In the comments section, many women from all over the world share the birthing culture in their countries. Anna from Vietnam writes, "A child is very important to parents in my country. Therefore, they choose cesarean section for their baby more than natural delivery." And Vekka from Taiwan shares her own personal birth story. "My baby was born through natural birth at a hospital. The biggest impact for me is that I saw a birth of life." Two stories seem to inspire many listeners. Jerry Reed earned his first college degree at the age of 70, and Mary Moe fulfilled her dream of becoming a pilot at the age of 91. Mary Moe's story inspired Anushe from Iran to write, "I am a 56-year-old woman. In my entire life, I had some dreams, but none of them have come true. But after I read this article, I decided to spread my wings and help myself to try to make one of my dreams come true, and it is learning language." Thanks to all of our listeners who read and listen to the Health Report. I'm Anna Mateo.
Millions of people are taking part in New Year's celebrations around the world. Today, Sarah Long and Bob Doty tell us about some of these activities on this special New Year's program.
People around the world celebrate the coming of a new year. The celebrations include parties and religious observances. Many people take part in special activities said to bring good luck and success in the new year. Ancient Romans observed New Year's Day on March 1st. Later, Roman leaders made January 1st the beginning of the year. 1,000 years ago, parts of Europe started the year on March 25th. By the year 1600, many European nations agreed on a new system to measure time. It is called the Gregorian calendar. This calendar moved New Year's Day to January 1st.
Today, Europeans have many ways to celebrate the new year. Scotland has a famous celebration called Hogmanay. No one knows for sure where the word came from. It could be from the Anglo-Saxon words for holy month. Another possibility is a Gaelic expression for new morning. Some people think Hogmanay could be from an old French word, meaning gift. That is because it was common to give gifts at the new year. For many centuries, fire ceremonies have been an important part of Hogmanay. The Scots set small fires as a way to end the old year. Today, Hogmanay includes huge celebrations on the streets of Glasgow and Edinburgh on New Year's Eve. More than 100,000 people attend these street parties. Bells ring at midnight. Everyone kisses each other and sings the traditional New Year's song, Auld Lang Syne. Poet Robert Burns based some of the song's words on a Scottish poem. Another tradition is called First Footing. Many Scots believe that the first person to enter your house in the new year will bring either good or bad luck. A tall, dark-haired visitor who comes with a gift is considered very good luck.
January 1st is an important day in Greece. It is both the beginning of a new year and St. Basil's Day. St. Basil was a leader of the early Greek Orthodox Church. Stories say he would come in the night and leave presents for children in their shoes. Many children leave their shoes out by the fireplace in the hope that St. Basil will visit them. In Greece, it is a New Year's tradition to serve Basil's bread, or vasilopita. A piece of money is added to the bread before it is baked. When the bread is ready, it is divided in a traditional way. The first piece is cut for St. Basil. The next goes to the oldest person in the house. Everyone is served, from the oldest to the youngest. Whoever finds the money in their piece of bread will have luck during the new year.
Other European countries have New Year's traditions. In Belgium, for example, children write messages to their parents on colorful pieces of paper. The children read the messages to their families on New Year's Day. In Spain, everyone must have at least 12 grapes ready on the final day of the year. One grape represents each month in the year. As the new year begins, a person puts a grape in his or her mouth each time the clock rings. Each piece of fruit is said to bring good luck and happiness in the new year.
The New Year is celebrated in a big way in Japan. Japanese people often begin by cleaning their homes in late December. Some people hang long ropes across the front of their home. This is supposed to keep bad spirits away. Many Japanese people visit a Buddhist religious center or shrine. Some people wear traditional Japanese clothing. Bells at Shinto shrines ring 108 times. A traditional story says there are 108 desires in every person. The story says that people can clean their hearts by listening to the bells ringing.
Shrines in Japan offer visitors a small piece of white paper. Each has a message about what will happen to that person in the future. Many people tie the paper to a tree near the shrine. January 1st is a special day for children because they often receive money from their parents. New Year's greeting cards are another popular tradition. Millions of people write and send these cards to friends in December. Japan's mail service works to guarantee that all the letters arrive by January 1st.
Not all countries celebrate the New Year at the same time. This is because people in different areas have different ways to measure time. Some systems are based on the movement of the moon. Others are based on the position of the sun. Still others are based on both the sun and the moon. Like much of Asia, Korea has two New Year celebrations. One is on January 1st. The other is on the first day of the Lunar New Year. The Lunar New Year begins on the day of the first new moon of the new year. The first day of the Lunar New Year is called Solal. Solal has many special meanings and events. It is a day for family members to reunite. On the day before Solal, Koreans place objects made of grass on their doors and walls. This is supposed to protect their families from evil spirits in the new year. Some families attend a bell-ringing ceremony.
Many Koreans make wishes for the new year while watching the sunrise. Some wear traditional clothing. Family members gather early in the morning to remember their ancestors. After the observance, they eat a kind of rice cake soup. Koreans believe that eating this food will add an extra year to their life. After the meal, young people lower their heads to honor their parents and older adults. This means good health and good wishes. Many parents give the children money.
Vietnam's New Year is officially known as Tet Nguyen Dan, or Tet. It begins between January 21st and February 19th. The exact date changes from year to year. Tet lasts 10 days. The first 3 days are the most important. Vietnamese people believe that how people act during those days will influence the whole year. As a result, they make every effort to avoid arguments and smile as much as possible. Many Vietnamese people prepare for the holiday by paying their debts and cleaning their homes. some people believe that different gods live in their homes. They say these gods watch over and protect family members.
Just before the first day of Tet, the mother or grandmother in each family lights a firecracker. This is done to welcome the new year. Then people go to sleep and wait for the sun to rise. At sunrise, they get up and put on new clothes. Rice cake is a popular New Year's food. Like people in Scotland, Vietnamese people believe that the first person through the door on New Year's Day brings either good or bad luck. Children receive gifts of money, as they do in other countries. Some Vietnamese families give money or other gifts to visitors during the holiday.
British Columbia, Canada has an interesting New Year's tradition. People of all ages put on swimwear and dive into the icy waters of English Bay near Vancouver. The yearly event is called the Polar Bear Swim. It is named for the large white animals native to northern Canada. The polar bear swim started about 80 years ago. Today, the event has grown to more than 2,000 divers. Thousands of other people watch the event.
In Brazil, New Year celebrations also involve water, but it is the warm water of the Atlantic Ocean. Millions of people go to the beach on New Year's Eve to watch fireworks. They wear white clothes to welcome the new year and to bring good luck. Some people jump over the waves of flowers into the water while they make wishes for the new year. Others light candles on the beach.
It's much too early in the game.
However you choose to celebrate the holiday, we in Learning English wish all our listeners a Happy New Year. This special New Year's program was written and produced by George Groh. Our announcers were Sarah Long and Bob Doty. I'm Mario Ritter.
Wonder whose arms will hold you good and tight when it's exactly 12 o'clock that night, welcoming in the new year. Maybe I'm crazy to suppose I'd ever be the one you chose out of the thousand invitations.